All right. Quick announcements. We thank everybody who participated last night in Resound. If you were here, that was a great time. Last night, we thank all those who spent a lot of hours preparing and on stage, behind the scenes for the whole thing and supporting it. If you want to, there'll be photos up on Facebook if you pretty soon, maybe already. Okay. Finally, next week is the first of the month, first Sunday of the month. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different. So listen, at 10 o'clock, we're going to start with classes. Classes, you know, as we had at 10 o'clock this morning, the same classes will be available next Sunday, and then we'll come together at 11. We're trying a little bit different, and we will have lunch together. So it is the first of the month, but we're trying things a little bit different. So that means the children's service will start at 10 downstairs. We're trying this once, see how it works. Okay, so, you know, it's that time of year. People are visiting. That's great. If you're visiting us this morning, you know, visiting your family here in town for whatever reason, we welcome you, especially, you know, if we haven't seen you for a while. Welcome back. Welcome here. It's kind of that time of year for family to visit. I know we got, my wife's family's visiting. You know, my family visited first of early in April. That was like four people. My wife's family is huge. So they're visiting this week. So, and I think plenty of them will be here next Sunday. So welcome them. We hope they're American, but we still welcome them. All right, sorry. That's a joke. We're not anti-American. All right. Okay. My name's Nigel. We've been going through a series called A Great Cloud of Witnesses. That's Hebrews talking about, you know, looking back in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus. It says they are witnesses to faith. The faith that they experience, yeah, it's different, but the same. We can learn from them, look at them as examples of faith. That's what we're doing. We're up to Abraham. And Abraham has an extensive history, and he's developed in the New Testament, so we're spending a little bit longer. I like to key up this session in this way. You know, think about contemporary society, the last 5 years. Think about, you know, the way people, you look around, the way people are, the way they behave, the way they you see them. I like to point out one characteristic. Think about his young people. Yeah, you know, kind of a typical scene, people being together, and, you know, they're hanging out together, people waiting for transit, bus, train, whatever, yeah, okay, you know, people getting together, you notice something, you know, even parents, you know, parents at the dining table with the, you know, family time. Now, you know, you notice something here. Something's going on that 10 years, 20 years back didn't happen. I like to point out to you, people are looking down. Their arms are down. Their head is down. You know, you see them, they're walking around. You know, you see people, they're walking around, they're looking. You know, and you get these things, read about people, you know, people visiting their tourists. They go to a pier into the ocean, and you read about these accounts. Somebody is looking at their smartphone. They walked off the pier. But they still hung on to their, they hung on to their iPhone as they went down. And they, you know, it survived. We're a society, and this is global, that we're looking down. Our hands are down. Our head is down. You know, okay. I'd like to point out to you, God asks us to look up. And sometimes, you know, even for your own safety, you need an awareness. You need to look up. Look up. Lift up. You know, lift up your head. Lift up your hands. Right? Look up. You know, there's God asks us to lift up our head and lift up our hands. How about we all try? Let's lift up a hand. You don't have to lift up both. We'll give you a 50% discount. Okay, lift up a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we can all do it, you know. All right. Let's, you know, I hope we could remind you this week, can lift up your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand to what? Raise your hand to God. Can you raise your hand to God? You may say, God sees my heart. Yes, he does. God hears your prayer. Yes, he reads your mind. Yes. But I'm going to ask you, lift up your hand. This week, can you lift up your hand? Raise your hand to God. Raise your hand to God. You don't have to raise both. One will do. All right. Discount. Raise your hand to God. You say, Nigel, where is this? My answer, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Who did it? Abram did it. Abram did it 4,000 years ago. Abram raised his hand. He raised his hand to God. And I'm going to ask you, raise your hand to God. Can you raise your hand? Let's practice. Raise your hand to God. Okay. Now let's read it and the verse. Okay. This is in end of Genesis chapter 14. I'll just read this. I don't want to go into the background. You can read it yourself. Let's pick up this. I want to pick up this practical point for you and I. It's, you know, Abram had rescued his nephew Lot. He came back. He met Melchizedek. Then he met the king of Sodom. And Abram said, king of Sodom said, give me the people. You keep the stuff. That's your reward. You rescued my people. I'll give you the stuff. It says, verse 22, but Abram... same as Abraham, right? Abraham said to the king of Sodom, look at this. I have lifted up my hand. I've lifted up my hand. See, there it is. I raised my hand. I raised my hand to the Lord, to God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. I raised my hand. I raised my hand. I had a relationship. I had an interaction. I had a transaction with God. And in that transaction, I raised my hand to God, to the Lord, to God Most High. You know, we need this, friends, brothers and sisters, in our life, in this society, in this age. What do we need to do? I'm asking you, raise your hand to God Most High. Raise your hand. Have a transaction. Day by day, week by week, can we have a transaction with God? And raising your hand will help you. He said, I raise my hand to the Lord, to God Most High, possessor, or some say creator. God is the creator of heaven and earth, everything. And he's the possessor. He's the one who rightfully owns and rules everything in heaven and earth. So I raise my hand to him. And you can read the context. That because of that transaction with God, Abraham, in his interaction with people on the earth, the king of Sodom, he had a different view, a different stand, the way he related to people. Why? Because he'd already related to God. Because he raised his hand to God, he had a different feeling. He had a different view, and he had a different relationship with the king of Sodom. Because I recognize God. I listen to God. I honor God as the creator, as the one who possesses heaven and earth. Amen. Can you do that this week? Yes. Whoa, not so strong. Let me ask you. Can you do that this week?
Yes.
Can you raise your hand?
Yes.
Can you raise your hand to God Most High?
Yes.
The Most High God?
Yes.
He's worth it. He values it. He honors that. Amen. Lord, we raise our hand to you. Right? I do this. And it's helpful. You know, many times I get up. You know, I don't know why I turn what, 50, 55, I've forgotten. I started waking up early. I said, that's it, you know, on whatever. Now, I wake up every day, 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes I wake up earlier. Sorry, my wife suffers. You know, and I feel like God wakes me up so I can spend time with him. You know, I have a cup of coffee. That's good. And that, you know, I sit there and I'm with the Lord. I'm with the Bible. I'm interaction with God. And many times I raise my hand. I raise my hand to the Most High God. And I have an interaction with God. I say, God, you know, maybe you're not concerned about this. Maybe you got a lot of things on your mind. But God, you know, it's good to talk to God. Talk to God. You know, sometimes I tell God, God, you know, if you don't do anything for 100 years, no problem to you, Lord. I don't think I got 100 years. You got a lot of 100 years. I don't. So God, I'm asking you, please do something for me. Amen. It's a transaction. God, I raise my hand to you, to God Most High. Right? God, I'm asking this. I'm praying for this. God, you know, and I pray for this church. You know, I many times tell the Lord, you know, there's this church. Lord, there are a lot of Christians on the globe. You know, there's 2 billion. There's 2 billion Christians on the globe. That's a lot of Christians. I say, God, you know, we're not saying we're the best. I'm not saying we're the most desirous, the most seeking you. But Lord, do something for us. Do something for this church. God, I bring this church to you. I bring these people to you. God, I lift my hand to the Most High God. Amen. 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 I believe God honors that. God respects that. God listens to that. Right? That's why I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, this week, how about we try this? Lift your hand to the Most High God. For yourself, for your need, for your family, right? For those around you, for the church. Let's raise our hand to the Most High God. Amen. Abram did it. We can do it. Right? God responded to him. God will respond to us. Praise the Lord. You got it? Got it?
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Good. All right. We got it. Woo. All right. We can do it. Right? It's not hard, is it? It's not too hard. I'm not asking you to do the impossible. I'm not asking you to run the 4-minute mile. I'm asking you to raise your hand to the Most High God. Have some transaction with him. Amen. You know, that will change us. That will change the church. That will allow the Lord to do things he wants to do among us in your life, my life. Amen?
Amen.
It's good. God is good all the time. All right. Okay. So that was easy, wasn't it? Woo! All right. Okay. Now, we like to... Okay. Next point. Another point. Chapter 15 of... And this is our main point for today. Abraham believed God and was justified. Abraham was justified by faith. This is chapter 15. And let's read these verses. This becomes important in the New Testament. Yes, Abraham is 2000 BC, before Christ. Then there's Christ. Then there's us. We're 2000 the other side. So it's 4000 years difference. Nevertheless, what Abraham experienced corresponds to what we experience, right? So chapter 15 says this, after these things, after Abraham rescued his cousin, nephew, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abraham. This is God. I am your shield. Your reward will be very great. Maybe Abraham was worried. You know, I just went into battle. There was conflict. Maybe somebody's, you know, some repercussions for me. Somebody's coming to get me. God says, Abram, I'm your shield. I'm your protection. And your reward will be very great. But Abram said, oh God, Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless. I don't have a child. And the heir of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. That's his servant, his chief leading, you know, head servant. Okay. And Abram said, behold, you, God, you have given me no offspring, no son, and a member of my household is my heir. Abram, you know, remember chapter 12, when God called Abram, he was 75 years old. his wife was somewhat younger, but not a spring chicken, as they say. So, you know, Abram was already 75, but God said, Abraham, I'm going to make from you a great nation. A great nation. I'm giving you this land, a nation, and through your offspring, all the nations will be blessed. God, talk about his descendants. The clock has been ticking. Now it's getting towards 10 years later, right? And God is interacting with Abram. Abram's interacting with God. But, you know, God says, Abram, I'm your shield. I'm your reward. Abram says, God, that's great. I appreciate that. I have a problem. God, I got a problem here. That is what? I don't have a son. I don't have a child. God, you promised this great nation. You promised descendants, but I don't see it happening. I haven't seen it. And the clock's ticking, right? And okay, my heir is not a son from me. It's the servant in my house. Okay, so next. Behold, God responds, behold, the word of the Lord came to Abraham. This man, Eliezer, shall not be your heir, not him. Your very own son shall be your heir. Abraham, it's not a servant, it's not adopted, none of that. It's going to be your very own son from you shall be your heir. And God brought him outside. It must have been nighttime. God brought Abram outside and said, look, Abram, look up. Look up. See, don't look down. Abram, put down your smartphone. Put away the iPod, iPad, anything. Don't look down. Abram, look up. Look up. Lift up, look up. Look up, look toward heaven and number the stars if you're able to number them. Right? Right? It's a dark night, clear night. Then God said to him, so shall your offspring be. The stars, see those stars? That's how many. Number one, two promises. Number one, you will have a son from yourself. Not adopted, no. Directly your son. Number two, your offspring, if you can number the stars, that's how many your descendants will be. And then God, and then it says, verse 6, right? Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. What? God's promise. Abram, number one, you'll have a son. Number two, it's your descendants, that many. Abraham believed God. And God accounted that faith as righteousness. Abram was justified, right? And he, verse 6, Abram believed the Lord, believed God, and God counted it to him as righteousness. So God reckoned it to him as righteousness. That's an important verse. And the New Testament, always we would say, God, Abraham was justified. Justified, approved, accepted by God based on that faith. Okay, so it's a nice, you know, it's good. You know, in Toronto, we're in the city. You know, think about it, especially back then. There were, you know, there weren't this kind of cities, neither this kind of lights. So think about it. If you've ever been way out of the city in the countryside on a clear night, you know, think, go to Algonquin, go, right? The only thing they had there were tents, right? Maybe a little campfire. Think about when you were camping out in the countryside on a clear night. You looked at the stars. Think of how many. That's the kind of scene that God, you know, Abraham took in. That God showed him the stars. Woo! That's impressive. If you've never done that, do it. Look at the stars, right? Count. Try and count them. There's a zillion. A little aside. You know, one time I was with, when I was a student in U.S., we had a carload. We're driving to California. We're driving, you know, 48 hours drive. We had one car, four drivers, 48 hours straight. You can drive from Chicago to California. So we're driving at night. When you're old, if you're young, you can do it. When you're old, don't try. It'll take you 2 weeks to recover. Okay, we're driving to California. We drove through Colorado into Arizona, and it was nighttime. And the sky was so fantastic. We said, we got to stop. So we stopped in the middle of nowhere, nothing around. And the four of us, we got down, and we lay down on the grass beside the road, and we looked up at the sky. Whoa, so impressive. We took it all in. That was really great. Then we heard something rustle in the grass. And somebody said, "What's that?" And it's a snake. We jumped up. We jumped up and ran into the road. Woo! I don't know if, you know, we didn't stick around, check if it was a snake or not. I know you talk about fast reaction, that was it. So, but anyway, we did take in the stars, so be careful where you do that. Okay, so, right, God showed Abraham, said, "Abram, you'll have a son. Abram, you know, this is how many descendants you were." Abraham believed God. And God's, you know, and God counted to him as righteousness. Then think of the situation. Abraham is maybe 80-something. His wife is 70-something. Humanly speaking, it's not possible. It's not possible, right? And this is part of the story. You say, why did God wait that long? Maybe the answer I would like to suggest to you is because what God wants is a response of faith where we, you know, it's not that we can do a little or we do something and God does the other part. No, God wants a response where it's all Him. It's all Him. God wants a response that Abram realizes humanly, physically speaking, it's not possible. It's not going to happen. If it happens, it's all God. See, it's all God. All the credit is God. All the doing is God, right? That's what God wants. He doesn't want our doing. No, He wants His doing. Faith is relying, responding on to God and His word and His promise and saying, yes, yes, humanly it's impossible, but God, it's possible with you. You can do it. Amen. Right? I like it. You know, and this is faith. Abram was, that faith was reckoned to Abram as righteousness. Now, the New Testament applies that to us. That's like in Romans 4 and other places, okay? Romans 4, I think we have the verses. Okay, in the middle there, it talks about the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, in terms of faith. Okay, it's talking about the faith of Abraham. Okay, so it's the faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. As it is written, it's quoting, "I have made you, I will make you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he, Abraham, believed." See, the God in whom Abram believed. What kind of God? He believed the God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. What was Abram doing? He was believing God. God who gives life to the dead. Who's the dead? Answer, Abraham. In terms of producing children, he and his wife were dead. But Abram believed God who gives life to the dead. God can do it, right? And God who calls into existence things that do not exist. God can make something out of nothing. And God can bring life where there is no life. That was Abram's believing. Amen? Amen. You know, and brothers and sisters, friends, that is true for us. We believe God who gives life to the dead. God who calls things into existence. That's our belief in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? It is. So the same principle that applied to Abraham. You know, humanly speaking, in our life, we have sin. We've offended God. We have trespasses. We have sins. We have offenses against God. We don't match the righteousness of God. That's our situation, right? And humanly, it is impossible. That's the point. It's impossible for us to rectify the situation with God. You know, people have a concept, oh, my good deeds. You know, one day God will look at my good deeds and my bad deeds, and I hope my good will outweigh the bad, and God will say, okay, no, that's your concept. That's not God's concept. God's concept, God is altogether righteous. God is absolutely righteous. He's not going to weigh the good and the bad. God's standard is love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love God absolutely. And love your neighbor as yourself. No one did that. No one does that. So that's why the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. So humanly speaking, we cannot resolve our situation with God, right? It's not possible humanly. God wants us to acknowledge that. What's impossible with man, but God did it. Right? God sending his own son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, Jesus paid for sin. Amen. That's the good news. That's the gospel. The gospel is not that you can do it, it's that Christ did it. It's not that you can pay, it's that Christ paid. Praise the Lord. Jesus paid it all. Amen. Jesus paid it all. He paid for your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. That's the gospel. It's not that you can do it, should do it, need to do it. It's that Jesus Christ has done it. Only he can do it, and only he did it. He's the sinless one, bearing the sin of the whole world. John the Baptist says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That includes your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. Okay, and we can't do it, but he did it. Amen? Amen. And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You did it. You did it. I accept it. I believe it. Amen. Amen. Right? Can you do that? Can you do that? Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You did it. You're the only one who could do it. But Lord, you did it. You paid the price, amen. Paid the debt, paid it off. Amen. It's done. Amen. Amen. That's the gospel. That's amen. The gospel. Christ died for our sins and was raised. Amen. He was raised. So we believe in the God who raises the dead. Why? We believe Jesus died for our sin and fully paid the price. And based on that, right? God accepted that. How do you know? He raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He was raised for our justification. He was raised as the proof. Amen? Amen. What's the proof? The debt is paid. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the proof the debt is paid. The situation is solved. The problem is solved. Amen. Right? God only asks us to believe. Right? What is that? It's to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. You know? And it's not that hard. That's why the gospel can go to everybody. You know, I was 10, 11 years old in England. I'm just a little school kid. Right? But I heard the gospel. Right? 10 years old, the gospel said, you're a sinner. I had to admit, yes, I am. There were things I remembered. Yeah, I'm a sinner. The message is, Jesus died for you, for your sin. Believe it, receive it, accept it. Ask Jesus into your heart. That's what I did. The preacher said, go home. I went home. He said, go to your bedroom. I went to my bedroom. He said, kneel down by your bed. It's good to be 10. You're simple. Right? He said, kneel down by your bed. I knelt down by my bed. He said, pray. Thank the Lord for, say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Amen. I prayed this kind of prayer. Okay, God sees that. God hears that. God accepts that. God says, yes, yes. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. I accept that. I receive that. You're justified. Amen. Right? See, when Abram believed, you know, God showed this thing to Abraham. What was Abram? Abram didn't go out and do anything. Abram said, yes. God said, I like that. I like that. Your yes, I like. Your believing, I like. I accept that. I acknowledge that. You're right. You're okay. And God does that to us. If you believe in Jesus, amen. Say, Jesus paid it all. Amen. I believe that. I accept that. God says, yes, yes, I like that. I accept that. You're okay with me. All right. Right? And God says, you're okay. You're okay. All right. We're justified by faith. This is justification. Just, you know, big word. Justification means we're approved, accepted by God by faith, by believing in Jesus. That's the beginning of our Christian life. Amen. Right? That's the start of our relationship with God. Abram did it. We do it. He went on from there. We go on from there. Right? Then the song we sang says, you know, what is the end of you? We sang the song, Lord, when before your throne all tribes and tongues assembled are, amongst your chosen will I be, at your right hand complete in you. Justified, Lord, when I meet you on that day, Lord, I'm going to say, yes, I accepted Jesus. I received him. God will say, you're okay. You're okay. Amen. We're in Christ. Today, we can have the assurance, I'm accepted in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Amen. Are you accepted in Christ? Yes. Are you justified in Christ? Yes. Are you? Amen. Are you approved in Christ? Yes. Yes. Are you okay with God? Yes. Yes. Based on Christ. Amen. Okay. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Thank you, Abram believed in you. Amen. Believed your promise. You said he's righteous. You approved him, accepted him. Lord, thank you for us too. We believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus' death, his resurrection for us. Thank you, Lord. You accept us. You take us as your children. Thank you, Lord. We believe we're justified in you. Amen. All right. It's important. We have material. If you didn't pick it up, hopefully there's still some left. Okay. In the meantime, go in peace. Remember, this week, we're going to raise our hand. Amen. Raise your hand to the Most High God. Amen. Next week, we're going to ask you to raise your hand. Okay, 10 o'clock next week, and we have lunch together. Thank you.